We are quickly approaching the summer peak travel season. I began planning for my summer vacation in January. Yes, on June 29th, I will be flying to Thailand. I'll be connecting with my priest friend, David, from England. But after witnessing what has transpired on flights and in airports recently, I feel a little nervous about how to take the terror out of travel. How do I make my trip fun and enjoyable and avoid the unpleasantness? Well, before leaving for any travel, we have to do our homework. Generally, experts agree that when planning to fly to our destination, five concerns come into play. What day of the week is it? What time of day is it? What time of year is it? Is it near a holiday? And where are you going? Well, Jesus is making some travel plans, and he's just now sharing these plans with his disciples in today's gospel. Like us, he too wants to take the terror out of travel. So we find Jesus back at the Last Supper, and thus his opening words: "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Now, what would free the human heart from being troubled? The world has a multitude of answers. A troubled heart is not hung upon God, but hung rather on the things the world peddles to soothe a troubled heart. Jesus has only one answer: hang your hearts on God. Hang your hearts on me, Jesus. Those are also good words for any of us when we are headed out to the airport. Hey, no worries. I'm flying United Airlines. What could possibly go wrong? Jesus is saying, look, fellas, I'm going away. Here's what you need to know, because someday you'll be taking this trip too. And then Jesus talks about his destination. He is sort of like the tour leader who has arranged everything and is going ahead to ensure that everything is up to snuff before the arrival of the group. He says that he, and later his disciples, is going to my father's house. He identifies a location within my father's house as a dwelling place. The destination is a place to live. But clearly the expression, my father's house, is a metaphor. It's not like there's a physical structure in heaven that has rooms with our names on them. He is not telling us to believe in castles in the air. The place where Jesus is going is a place to live and reside. He is going to his father's house. In other words, Jesus is going home. And then someday the disciples and all of us will likewise be going to the father's house. We too will be, in a real sense, going home. Well, like any good travel agent, Jesus is making arrangements. And if you're taking an extended trip, visiting several countries, you need someone to take care of everything. You have rooms to book, rental cars to arrange, flights to schedule, sights to see, and museum fees to pay. Someone has to do all this. A good tour guide or travel agent is essential. So when it comes to their eternal destination, the disciples must trust in Jesus. They must believe that Jesus is the advance man to make sure everything is ready. We no doubt have a ton of questions about this journey, but not to worry. The travel plans are being handled by Jesus himself. What directions does our travel agent Jesus give his disciples? How do we get there? He says, where I am going, you know the way. But Thomas, speaking for the disciples, says they don't even know the destination. So how can they know the directions to this unknown destination? And Jesus' answer is classic, and one of the most well-known of all gospel texts. Jesus says to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. My friend, Father David, has been to Thailand many times. He made all the arrangements. He knows his way around. Actually, David is the way. As long as I don't lose David, I'm not worried about the journey. When Thomas and Philip ask Jesus to show them the way, he simply says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus is the way to the Father, and therefore the way of discipleship. And as long as you and I don't get separated or lost from Jesus, we don't have to worry about the journey. The directions seem simple and clear. Jesus is all the direction we need. And yet we spend our whole lives coming to the kind of believing that truthfully shows us the way. We are already on the way to our eternal destination. But the way is not always appealing. Dying to ourselves, self-giving for the sake of others, like most and many and all of you mothers do, lifting up the needy and comforting the sorrowing. Yet simple acts of reaching out to others are how we follow Jesus' way. The first letter of Peter today says that Jesus is the cornerstone of our mission and discipleship. We are the diverse living stones, but no stone is a perfect stone, but each one has a unique task. We acknowledge all living stones are called to be built into a spiritual house acceptable to God. All are an integral part of the building of our heaven on earth. So Jesus is our architect, our guide, our model, and our template. He is our sense of direction. Jesus is the pulsating blue dot on our GPS screen that shows us where we are. No need to be troubled about directions. So how is Jesus your way, your truth, and your life? When have you been the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus for others? Who are the others on the way whose lives bear witness to his person and his works? For through him and with him and in him, we become the way, the truth, and the life.